Church online is not the reason why your church isn't growing or why people aren't coming back to your church, so stop pretending that it is. Hey heroes, my name is Tom Pounder and this is the Digital in 5 show. This is the show where I take 5 minutes to talk about digital tools and trends that are happening around the world and apply it into our ministry context. And years ago, just as a little background, years ago, before COVID even hit, church online was a real fight for ministers because it was these people, myself included, was one of these people that really believed that there was a real opportunity for online ministry. But there's always so much pushback from elders and senior staff people because they felt like, one of the reasons they felt like was that it wasn't real church, you couldn't have real community. But then the second thing was that it was gonna take away from in-person attendance. It was gonna take away from that. It wasn't gonna heighten it or enable more people to attend, but it was gonna take away from online, in-person attendance. But then COVID hit, and then basically everybody in the world was online only. I mean, at least for a period of time, they were online only. And guess what? Community happened, worship happened, fellowship happened, people were growing in their faith, they were still able to participate in small groups and life groups, and things were going great. But now people are starting to go back into church and they're starting to experience church in person and online. And one of the things that I'm starting to see is that more and more churches are abandoning what they're doing online and going back to just in-person only. Or the other thing that I'm seeing is that people are starting to say online, again, is not real community. In fact, I just saw this on Facebook just the other day, and I want to read it to you. And I'm going to show it up on the screen as well, but I'm going to read it for you if you're listening to the audio version of this. It says this: as church attendance numbers fade across the nation and online services become very convenient, it's important to remember why church attendance for you and your family matters so much. You can't serve from the sofa. You can't have community of faith on your sofa. You can't experience the power of a room full of believers worshiping together on your sofa. Christians aren't consumers. We are contributors. We don't watch. We engage. We give. We sacrifice. We encourage. We pray and laying on hands of each other who are hurting. We do life together. The church needs you and you need the church. Okay, there's so much wrong about that thing. And I'm just going to hit on a few simple things. One is that people do serve online. We actually, and not on just online, but on their sofas. I've, in different times, have been on my sofa watching the service, being a chat host. I'm serving. I'm paying attention. I'm serving Christ. We have people all across the country and all over the world who are sitting on their couches or their kitchen tables, and they are serving the Lord. Online ministry provides service opportunities for people who may not be able to serve in person for various reasons. People can serve online. The second thing is that community does happen online. I know that there are people online in my 8 o'clock chat room for my personal church service that I go to that I know people really well there. In fact, I've never met most of the people there, but I know a lot about them. I know about their hurts. I know about their love. I know about what's happening in their worlds because we talk and we engage with each other and we're talking back and forth. Community happens. Fellowship happens online. Just because it's not in person doesn't mean community is not happening. I have tons of small groups and online Bible studies that are happening that I get to know people. So if you don't think community happens online, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I would encourage you to try to find different ways to get online and build community. And thirdly, the talking about giving and sacrificing. Hey, listen, I don't know about you and I don't know about your church, but I know the stats of what I was hearing from different churches around the country and about our church, that giving during COVID has actually increased, not decreased on it. And it's been online mainly. People do give. People do sacrifice. They do make an effort to go in there. Just because they're not coming back to your church doesn't mean that online ministry is the problem. It might have to be about what you're doing to serve your community. So I would encourage you, instead of pointing the finger at online that that's not the way to go, maybe you start polling the people who are no longer coming to your church anymore and saying, why aren't you coming anymore? And what's the reason? And then discover how you can minister and be for your community once again. Online ministry is not the reason why your church isn't growing, and it's not the reason why people aren't coming back to your church. There are other reasons, there are deeper reasons, and I feel like we have to take a self-reflective look about what's really going on and how we can best minister to our people. They still love Jesus. They still care about their faith. It's just not happening in your church anymore. Let's adapt, let's grow, and let's continue to meet the needs of the people in our community and see what God does. The more we go to Him and ask Him for guidance and direction, and also go to the people to find out why they're not coming anymore, the better strategy we're going to have at reaching our people, both in person and online. All right, heroes, that's my encouragement for today, and I would love to hear what you have to say about it. So whether you're listening to this on podcast form or you're watching this on video, definitely hit it in the comment section and share with me what you're doing, what you're experiencing, and how your church is meeting the needs of your community now during this time. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. And if you got questions or thoughts on it, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at TA Pounder. I would love to talk to you a little bit more about it. Or you can email me at tom@ymsidekick.com. I would love to talk to you, again, a little bit more about this. All right, here's why. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.